Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Do governors have the authority to suspend parts of the federal constitution? Well, legally, the answer is absolutely not. Four new lawsuits filed in federal court from New Mexico will likely result in a reversal of Grisham's, the governor. Her absurd declaration, the Second Amendment does not apply in her state during a temporary emergency that she and only she has declared unilaterally. Now, what about, now that's a judicial answer, okay? That's a judicial answer to a question being asked regarding what can you do about this governor. What about a political answer? This was a declaration, apparently without any consultation of the state legislature, let alone the U.S. Constitution. Governors operate under authority granted by both the federal and state constitutions, not the other way around. And a personal order to suspend either or both are acts of tyranny, especially through the time-worn banana republic construct of a declared emergency. Governors, and I know this all sounds like elementary school, but governors take oaths to uphold and defend the Constitution, but so do state legislators. So, are they going to take the action appropriate to their oaths when it comes to Bujon Christian? Grisham, excuse me. And at least two legislators have called to do so. And we get this from Twitter from Chuck Calesto. Just in, New Mexico lawmakers call for the impeachment of Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. Our governor called for open season on law-abiding citizens by subverting the state and federal constitutions. This needs to be remedied immediately. The public health order was issued at the Roundhouse, and State Representative Stephanie Lord and John Block are now calling for her impeachment, claiming the order is an infringement on New Mexico's Second Amendment right. We made an oath, which is a promise, that we swear that we're going to uphold the Constitution, the rights of the New Mexicans, and she threw that right out the window. I was completely shocked and taken by surprise she would do such a gross overreach and completely violate the Constitution, that coming from Representative Lord. Our governor, she called for open season on law-abiding citizens by subverting the state and federal constitutions and the laws of our state, and that's something that needs to be remedied immediately. This is coming from Representative Block. Now, this isn't just an infringement on the Second Amendment right, although it certainly is that as well. states and governors infringe on these rights all the time via poorly written legislation and regulatory edicts, most of which is intentionally defective, but used to virtue signal allies and paint courts as obstructionist. And in regard for the Constitution, or in regard to respect for the Constitution, those are bad enough. But federal courts and judicial review are sufficient to deal with these minor insults. Suspending the federal Constitution is another matter entirely. In the first place, no governor has the authority to suspend the U.S. Constitution. Not even presidents have that authority. Governors also do not have authority to suspend state constitutions. And certainly not without the cooperation of the legislator, or legislature, excuse me. And Lujan Grisham arrogated power she does not have, and indeed that no one has, to impose her own rule by decree on New Mexico without even a by your leave from the other two co-equal branches of New Mexico's government, let alone the authority to command or countermand the federal constitution that binds the other 49 states. Now, will the next emergency suspend New Mexico's elections of constitutional officers? Will Lujan Grisham's next emergency force her to prorogue the state legislature and rule by decree? Well, they probably shouldn't wait to find out, would be my guess. They probably should just go ahead and do something about this now. They certainly shouldn't wait for the federal courts to, you know, rescue them. Over the last 25 years, we have cheapened impeachment a lot. But this is precisely the situation for which the removal authority was created. Impeachment and removal is the guarantee that the people have through their representatives to ensure that tyrants will not be allowed to remain in office. Certainly applies to corrupt executive officials and those who abuse their power in lesser ways, but impeachment and removal is the only tool, the only peaceful tool that we have to guard against tyrants, especially those who use emergencies to suspend constitutions. Federal courts can vacate the orders of self-appointed tyrants eventually, but they cannot remove a tyrant from office. The question is, will they? New Mexico's legislature is controlled by Democrats in both chambers, both by nearly veto-proof supermajorities, 27-15 in the state Senate, 44-25 in the state House. Their state constitution mirrors the federal impeachment removal process, requiring a simple majority of the lower chamber for impeachment and two-thirds of the upper chamber for conviction and removal. Based on those numbers, a little more than a third of Democrats would have to, in the state House would have to vote for impeachment. A little more than half of the Democrats in the upper chamber would have to agree to removal. With those figures in mind, it seems unlikely that Lujan Grisham will have to look for another job soon. But those Democrats are going to have to recognize, you know, her actions undermine their own institution and indeed their authority altogether. And they can't run and hide from that under some pretense that this is some kind of a partisan fight. She made herself a dictator on her own. And she didn't just make an inappropriate phone call or lie about sex in the office or make cash by using her office. She declared herself above the Constitution and above the state legislature and betrayed her oath of office as well as the citizens of New Mexico. So now they have to choose between party and the Republic. And Grisham's offense goes directly to the heart of representative democracy and the constitutional order. So will they put their party above the Constitution and their own oaths of office as well, and turn the Democrat Party into the tyranny party? That's a question that remains to be answered, but we're going to see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. JB may be the ultimate example of the NRA's pledge to give up their gun when it's pried from their cold, dead hands. In the case of the 6-year-old JB, his gun is his hand. JB this week became the latest child to be suspended for pointing a finger gun. In this case, the adults at the Bagley Elementary School in Jefferson County, Alabama, believed that a finger gun violated their zero-tolerance policy. Now, a lot of people have discussed the lunacy of the zero-tolerance policy under which teachers discipline children by exercising zero thought or judgment. Jared Melcher says his son was engaged in a game of cops and robbers. A notice of suspension shared with Fox News Digital states that Belcher's son committed a Class 3 infraction on September 1st by using his fingers to shoot at another student. The fact that the district would put such an inane rule into writing is particularly glaring. For a very long time, there's been a movement against toy guns, which has always astounded me. I mean, I certainly played with every squirt guns, dart guns, suction dart guns, BB guns, plastic BB guns. I had one that shot discs that I thought was sort of like a Star Trek gun. Cap guns, I mean they're all matter. And since all that began, districts have disciplined toddlers and children for that harmless game, while also implementing buyback programs for toy guns, which is a particularly new brand of insanity in my view. Some teachers have actually called the police on finger gun felons or drawing a picture of a gun. Now, apparently JB, that nefarious 6-year-old, he not only engaged in a game of cops and robbers, but actually added bang bang to the game. It is shocking to me how such a menace is allowed to roam free in my society. This absurdity is reportedly the product of Donna Page, assistant principal at Bagley Elementary School, who was given the report of a finger gun and immediately began a disciplinary process against JB. You know, she could have brought JB in and had a discussion with him, used a little judgment, a modicum of discretion, common sense. This is a child. You're supposed to be there to protect the child, but they proceeded with formal disciplinary measures for a 3.22 threat infraction. I can only imagine as I'm sitting here. I mean, I love the guys who want to pretend to be security and all this other stuff. Normally, they want to pretend to be security in places where there's not too many real threats. You know, they want to be somewhere where they can have a walkie-talkie and all this other stuff. So here we got these adults with walkie-talkies scrambling to face the threat of JB's fully loaded finger gun. Because JB could imagine any caliber of weapon and had no limitation on reloading or ammo. Now, if you go to what surely is the the ultimate authority of this, the student and parent handbook for Bagley Elementary, Article 3.22 is threat/intimidation of student. Includes a threat to do serious bodily harm or violence to another student by word or act, cyberbullying or intimidation that may induce fear into another. Examples given are a threat to kill, maim, or inflict serious harm, a threat to inflict harm involving the use of any weapon, explosive, firearm, knife, prohibited object, or other object, which may be perceived by the individual being threatened as capable of inflicting bodily harm. Now, reading their rule, as you look at it, it does not fit a finger gun used in a game of cops and robbers. But instead of looking at this and reading their own rule and saying this doesn't apply, they hammered him because they prefer to suspend a child than exercise logical judgment. This is a ridiculous rule of zero tolerance and will not end until administrators are held accountable. A few suspensions of staff would go a long way in restoring sanity to the school, I think. But, you know, here's the thing. We have so many problems in the United States today. And yet, here with these educators, where they have an opportunity to use this as a moment where they can say, you shouldn't pretend to shoot people and explain why that is. Instead of doing that, they did something else. They hammered a six-year-old. A six-year-old! This is a great example of what is called the searchlight theory of bias, which is where the left gets out there and their little mechanisms and everything else. And if it's not within, say a street light, right? Think of a street light. Think of the circle of light surrounded by darkness. And the left only looks at the things that are in the light. And they never look at anything surrounding the light and say to themselves, this is what caused it, this is what did it, this is what the reason is. And instead, they only look at the light because they're looking for trends. They're looking for fashionable stuff, sexy stuff. So instead of getting out there and trying to ask themselves, well, why is cops and robbers still a very, you know, this kid certainly didn't come up the way I did watching FBI and one, you know, Adam 12 and SWAT and all these other TV shows where there was lots of shooting going on TV. Yes, of course we portrayed that because that was the entertainment we had at the time. Those were the days. Those were the good old days. But now, what do we have? We have zero tolerance in place. All this time, we have zero tolerance in place. And it's not going to solve anything, and it's not going to stop any violence or anything, but, you know, I'm almost certain this doesn't help them sleep at night either. This is just an exercise of power, sort of like Lou Jean Grisham. She got to exercise power. And so does Miss Bagley. That'll teach that kid. JB will learn. He's going to learn. I will teach him. So, no crimes thwarted here or anything else. Just a six-year-old playing cops and robbers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. President Biden has written a letter to prominent news outlets urging them to carefully examine his House impeachment inquiry, and that's not sitting well with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
It's really concerning to me that the President, the White House, is telling the press what to say.
McCarthy emphasized the importance of the press objectively investigating Republican claims regarding President Biden. Alaska Congresswoman Mary Peltola's husband Eugene has died in a plane crash. Her office didn't provide further details, only describing it as an accident. incident. A statement from her office expressed devastation and confirmed Peltola's return to Alaska. New COVID-19 boosters are available at local pharmacies. Health experts recommend yearly boosters similar to flu shots tailored for specific seasonal viruses, but there's mixed public response. Half intend to get the annual boosters, while the other half of Americans say they won't. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, when last Friday, when Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham suspended laws that allow open and concealed carry firearms in Albuquerque for 30 days after declaring a public health emergency, a lot of people, Jonathan Turley came out and said this is flagrantly unconstitutional. And it could also be a calculated effort to evade a ruling by making this period of suspension so short that it becomes moot before any final decision is reached by the court or a court. And they cited recent cases of gun-related violence in around the city, and including killing of an 11-year-old boy dead and a wounding of a woman in her vehicle in an apparent road rage incident after a baseball game. Grisham declared that, as I said yesterday, the time for standard measures has passed, and what New Mexicans are, when they're afraid to be in crowds, take their kids to school, to leave a baseball game, when their very right to exist is threatened by the prospect of violence at every turn, something is very wrong. Now, Democrats increasingly they turn to a claim used successfully during the pandemic in declaring a health emergency to maximize unilateral authority of governors. Now, they've also had calls to declare racism a public health emergency, supported by groups like the American Public Health Association. Transgender programs have also been declared a public health emergency by some groups. The motivation behind many of these calls is not to negate constitutional rights, but the question is whether that kind of a declaration allows governor's discretion to suspend or curtail individual rights. Now, as the list of claimed health emergencies grow, even state Democratic judges may begin to balk at the obvious end run around constitutional rights. Also, it allows for an expansion to other cities that meet the threshold for violent crime if 1,000 or more violent crimes per 100,000 residents have occurred per year since 2021. It also sets a threshold of 90 firearms-related emergency room visits per 100,000 residents have occurred between July 2022 and June of this year. The taking away of individual rights as an emergency measure is hardly new. For centuries, governments have claimed that the suspension of individual rights is necessary for the good of citizens. What is striking about this effort is the short specified period. By setting it as a 30-day period, the governor makes it difficult to secure a final decision. She could face a preliminary injunction in that time. But if she gets a sympathetic trial judge, the time could run out before a final ruling could be secured on appeal. And it makes it less likely that the case can be taken to the Supreme Court or even through the federal court system. Yet challengers could argue that the matter is not moot when the order can be and is likely to be repeated in the future. That's always a challenging claim to make, but it is clearly true. And what is clear is that this is unambiguously and undeniably unconstitutional under existing precedent. Even if an injunction is secured on the basis of a presumptively unconstitutional act, many will celebrate the boldness of Grisham in taking away an individual right under a clever measure. But it is too clever by half. If a court decides that this is not moot at the end of the period, New Mexico could supply a vehicle to curtail future such claims. We've seen how Democratic strongholds have proven to be the greatest assets for gun rights advocates. Major Democratic cities are delivering lasting self-inflicted wounds to gun control efforts with poorly conceived and poorly drafted measures. In 2008, the District of Columbia brought us District of Columbia versus Heller. The watershed decision declaring the Second Amendment protects the individual right of gun possession. In 2010, Chicago brought us McDonald versus the City of Chicago, in which the court declared that the right is incorporated against state and local government. No state has done more for the Second Amendment than New York. The state has been a fountain of unconstitutional laws and the basis for a series of wins for Second Amendment advocates. However, New Mexico could now prove the next big opportunity for gun rights advocates in tackling the public health rationale for gun control. But here's the thing about Lujan Grisham. Her belief, her fact pattern she's using, they're faulty. She got steamed yesterday when Bernalillo County Sheriff declared her order suspending the U.S. Constitution unlawful and refused to enforce the New Mexico governor's edict to arrest people carrying firearms in an otherwise lawful manner. Seems that Sheriff John Allen, who apparently attended a civics class or two more than Lujan Grisham, went public with her refusal yesterday and further stated that he tried to warn her that she didn't have the authority to issue the order. And we get this. Allen described the order as unconstitutional and said he learned about the order just minutes before the announcement last week. The public health order was issued after an 11-year-old boy was killed in Albuquerque. The governor made it clear in her press conference, Allen said. She knew we as law enforcement did not agree with the order, and as a result, this was solely her decision. And even Apart from the issue of constitutionality, Allen insinuated that Lujan Grisham's order was little more than a political stunt. If out-of-control crime is the pretext, how does it help to suspend law enforcement on law-abiding citizens? Or help to suspend law enforcement on them? Allen said, this order will not do anything to curb gun violence other than punish law-abiding citizens from their constitutional right of self-defense. Inside Bernalillo County, Albuquerque's chief of police and mayor wondered the same thing. Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller, police chief Harold Medina, said city police won't enforce the order, and Bernalillo County Sheriff John Allen said he was uneasy about how gun owners might respond. Keller, a Democrat, said in a statement the city welcomes meaningful solutions and additional resources to fight crime in Albuquerque, but said city police were not responsible for enforcing the governor's ban. So here we got a governor that doesn't know anything about American civics or anything like that. And, you know, she's got a law she's trying to push, a new declaration. And she has, you know, she's like, listen, I don't need a lecture on constitutionality from Sheriff Allen. What I need is action. What I need is for leaders to stand up for the victims of violent crime. We need law enforcement, district attorneys, public officials, school leaders, and state agencies to use every single tool at their disposal to stop this violence. Period. We've given you the tools, Sheriff Allen. Now stop being squeamish about using them. I will not back down from doing what's right, and I will always put the safety of the Mexico people of New Mexico first. Meanwhile, the first court has there's a lawsuit out by Gun Owners of America. There's a lawsuit by the National Association for Gun Rights. Second Amendment Foundation is in on it. All of this is about to get slapped around an awful lot. I mean, an awful lot. So, we're going to see how this plays. We're going to see how this goes for her, because the response has got to be based upon tyranny. It's got to be based upon this being a frontal assault on the Constitution. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Puns about moms demand action are numerous. I make some myself. I call them the moms that demand attention. But truth can be stranger than fiction sometimes, and the puns are coming alive in a crucial race for the Virginia House of Delegates, District 57. It is a very wild story. Let me think about how best to put this. We're talking about a candidate who, let's say she had another job a while back. Let's just put it this way. Because apparently this is what we get. She, Virginia Dem House candidate, performed sex online with husband for tips. Susanna Gibson is running in a competitive district with control of the House at stake by Laura Vazella. And we get this. A Democrat running for a crucial seat in Virginia's House of Delegates performed sex acts with a husband for a live online audience and encouraged viewers to pay them with tips for specific requests. Talking about Susanna Gibson, a nurse practitioner, mother of two. She's running on a highly competitive suburban Richmond district. Stream sex acts on Chartybait, a platform that says it only takes its name from the act of blanking while chatting online. And the videos are streamed live on that site, and they're often archived in other publicly available sites. And more than a dozen videos posted under her her username were archived on one of these sites. And that was in September of 2022, when after she entered the race. The most recent were two videos archived on September 30th. And It is unclear when the live stream occurred, and Gibson can be seen in the video soliciting tips for performing specific acts. An apparent violation of terms and conditions, which say requesting or demanding specific acts for tips may result in a ban from the platform for all parties involved. In at least two of the videos, she tells viewers that she's raising money for a good cause. In multiple videos, she interrupts what she's doing to type into a bedside computer. And speaking directly into the screen, she urges viewers to provide tips which are paid through tokens purchased through the site. In at least two videos, she agrees to perform certain acts only in a private room, an arrangement that requires the viewer to pay more. She said, "I need like more tokens before I let them do that," she responds to a request when they perform a certain act. One token, no, more. Raising money for a good cause. Almost immediately as the tips apparently arrive, she says thank you five times and tells her husband she will agree to that act. Well, you know, there's ways to raise money out there today. And just depends on, I guess, what you got going on and a few other things. Her campaign for the Virginia House of Delegates includes an assault weapon ban. And the Moms Demand Action noticed her early on and endorsed her, giving her their Gun Sense Candidate distinction. And she got on Twitter and said, "I'm thrilled to announce that my campaign has been awarded the 2023 Moms Demand Action Gun Sense Candidate distinction. Gun violence prevention is a top priority of mine, and it is personal." Now, the league is a problem for her campaign, and she immediately pounced on it, blaming her opponent, who was himself caught off guard. She said, "It won't intimidate me, and it won't silence me. My political opponents and their Republican allies have proven they're willing to commit a sex crime to attack me and my family because there's no line that it won't cross to silence women when they speak up. I don't know exactly if that's actually a thing, by the way. I don't know if you can say it is a sex crime. What is she saying? A sex crime to attack me. Is it a sex crime to attack you because you made a and what, I mean, here's the other thing. What if it just came out that you made a video? I mean, how's that working out? What are we talking about? Gibson is facing Republican David Owen, a retired home builder, on November 7th when all 140 seats of the House and Senate will be on the ballot. And he said, "Me and my team found out about this story today, like everybody else. I'm sure this is a difficult time for Susanna and her family, and I'm remaining focused on my campaign." Now, what's at stake in this particular election? Well, according to the Washington Post, abortion bans and corporate tax cuts. And theirs is, one of just a handful of contests in each chamber expected to determine control of the legislature and whether Glenn Youngkin can enact a conservative political agenda that includes banning abortion after 15 weeks with some exceptions. Saddled with a divided capital for the first half of his four-year term, he's been unable to enact the abortion ban and corporate tax cuts for other priorities. And other priorities is a catch-all phrase, and I hope it includes gun rights. The previous governor, Ralph Northam, had a Democrat trifecta to his benefit, seized that opportunity to do a lot of damage to gun rights in Virginia. And it's important that the damage be undone, and a Republican trifecta is necessary to push that forward, given how support for gun rights has seemingly plummeted in the Democratic Party. I can only hope that the Moms Demand Action endorsed naughty nurse does her part in delivering that as well. And let me say this. Listen, I'm not trying to throw shade on her. It has nothing to do with that. But here's what it does have to do with. If you're going to get out there and do things, you need to take a long-term, viewpoint on what you're doing. It needs to be whatever it's going to be, it's always going to be out there, especially today. It's always going to be out there. We live in a world where nothing goes away now. Nothing goes away. And if you're going to put it online, that's going to be there forever. You're now immortal. Congratulations. Now, if you don't want that to be the case, well, then you got to not do it. Right? I mean, it's that simple. All these girls that are on OnlyFans right now, I mean, I feel sort of bad for them. I feel very bad for them because, you know, if you look at most of the porn industry, for example, nowadays, a lot of them commit suicide. Very few of them actually get out of the life, as they call it, and live to be a nice old age. Some of the biggest names are purported to have committed suicide. So, it's a very sad circumstance to find themselves in. So, if she's decided to go to I want to be a public servant, that's good. That's stupendous, in fact. But you got to take into consideration things that you've done. And when they come to light, and that's the first Politics 101. Everything you've ever done is going to come to light. None of it escapes scrutiny. You should tell your consultant every skeleton you've got in the closet. Very simple process. Very easy to keep up with, in fact. And all of that is at play when you throw your hat in the ring. It's a simple thing. Very simple thing. So, I just find that interesting because the moms demand action. Well, here we go. They obviously, well, I don't know if they knew about this particular candidate. It doesn't matter. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.